This is a Federal News Network podcast.
It's time for Fed Talk, the live show for feds in the know. From federal agencies to Capitol Hill, the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth bring in experts from across the federal community to bring you inside the issues. Fed Talk is meant to provide general information about legal issues. However, the views expressed in this program are not intended to provide legal counseling. Listeners are cautioned not to rely upon any statements made in resolving legal issues they may face, but instead to consult with their own attorney about specific situations. Attorneys are not engaged in providing legal services while appearing on the program and are not responsible in any manner for the consequences that may stem directly or indirectly from reliance on any statement made during this program.
Good morning and welcome to Fed Talk. I'm Deborah Roth. I'm hosting today's show. It is Friday, December 3rd, 2021. And if you're a federal employee, you know it's open season. So, of course, our Fed Talk listening audience expects us to produce an open season show. We are very pleased today to be able to have a guest from OPM, the administrators of all of your benefit programs. We have with us a repeat from last year. We have Jay Fritz, who is the program manager for outreach and program services in the healthcare and insurance division at OPM. And of course, we always have for open season our friends from FedPoint, who administer much of what federal employees see and do in open season. We have Joan Melanson, who's the director of education and outreach at FedPoint. Our listening audience might remember FedPoint as the long-term care partners. Good morning, Jay, and good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us in today's show. Jay, this is your return visit as a guest to Fed Talk. I said to you before the show went live that I was delighted to be able to have OPM participate in an open season show. And as our representative from OPM, maybe you could start today's show by just letting us know a little bit about what your office does, because I think most people think of OPM as sort of the agency that procures the benefits. And you have a special sort of sweet spot inside of OPM that I think would be very interesting to our listeners.
Yeah, thanks. Sometimes we hear OPM, people only know OPM when we announce that the government's closed because of inclement weather. So, you know, OPM, we do a lot more than that.
And you do more than close the government?
Yeah. And snow? My office in healthcare and insurance, we administer the five insurance programs for federal employees and annuitants. And those five are the Federal Employees Health Benefits, the FEHB program, the Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program, FedVIP, which we'll talk about later, and also the Federal Flexible Spending Accounts Program, FSA Feds. And we also administer the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Programs, which is FEGLI, and also the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program, which I believe we'll talk about also. So the first three of those, FEHB, FedVIP, and FSA Feds, are the three that participate in the annual federal benefits open season. Now, we always like to point out that while those three do participate in open season, the final two, the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Program, FEGLI, and Federal Long-Term Care, do not participate in the annual open season. So you always kind of want to clarify that you know, there are changes you can make during open season, but there are certain programs that are not participating in the annual federal benefits open season. Also, we always kind of like talk about what we do to get ready for open season. And it's interesting is that it's a year-long process. And everyone thinks kind of open season, you know, about 4 or 5 weeks in November. But OPM's work starts long before then. And actually, we've already started work on the 2023 benefit year, even though we haven't even started the 2022 year yet. So we do a lot of work at OPM to get ready for open season. We handle the negotiations of the rates and benefits between the FEHB and FedVIP carriers and the Office of Personnel Management. Everyone's probably familiar with the FEHB brochures. We produce those, are somewhat lengthy documents that give all the details on the plan's coverages. We issue benefit administration letters, which is really guidance for the agencies on how to administer our federal benefits open season for their employees. And we prepare the materials for open season. One thing we do like to do is always give a plug for our open season website, which where you can find almost all the information you need on open season. And that's www.opm.gov/open season. So kind of a little bit of background. We do a lot of work at kind of a little brief summary there.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, I think, to most of our listeners that your office would be working on open season year round in order to bring that kind of benefit package to 2 million plus federal workers in the continental United States plus internationally. And the number of plans, no one should be surprised that it's a full-time job for a full staff at OPM. And so we really do appreciate that overview. Joan, you're a regular on our show for open season. And that's because FedPoint has a sort of special relationship in administering open season. Tell our listeners, explain the role that FedPoint plays.
Right. Yes, I will try to do that. OPM is the administrator, as Jay said, of all of the benefit programs. We have a contract. We actually two contracts with OPM. One is for FedVIP and the other is for the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. Now, the way that this works is that, as Jay said, well, we're very busy during open season. And just a reminder for all of you out there that December 13th is the last day of open season. So,
Which is a Monday.
So
it's a Monday.
A weekend, because as Jay said, and as I'm saying, you can do your work on the websites to enroll. And that's very, very important. So it isn't that you have Friday and then you have Monday. You have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's good. The enrollment piece of it is during open season. And that's either a 4 or 5 week open season every year. And during that time, we administer benefits, which is the website, for enrolling in all the 12 dental plans and 5 vision plans. And you can do that on benefits.com. You can also look at information, we'll talk about that later, about on all the programs on our virtual benefits fair, because there we're the aggregator and we have information on major health benefit plans, as well as dental and vision plans, FSA, feds, and the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. Now, while you enroll during that period of time, as Jay was saying, we do have work to do throughout the year because we are collecting premiums. And if you have a QLE, a qualifying life event, you can make changes, and we're doing that throughout the year. So the role that the department that I'm involved in is to provide all the education to the agencies about dental and vision programs, as well as the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program, which, as Jay mentioned, isn't part of the open season. You can apply at any time. So we do education to everybody throughout the year, everything from going on site and doing on site meetings to conferences to financial literacy fairs. And then we go all the way up to doing a lot of digital, which is webinars or virtual benefits fair. And I can tell you, this is, and with Jay here, it's like Groundhog Day. It seems like yesterday we were doing this show when we were talking about the fact that we've pivoted into the digital arena for outreach so much more than we had before. We always offered everything from on-site to digital, but now, there, even this year, we thought COVID would definitely be over this fall.
Well, not yet.
I think with Omicron here too, I don't know. There are very few on-site health fairs that employees were going to get the information. There's been a big switch to digital. So I'll stop there.
So if anything, I want our listeners to know that that this show is really like an informational show, and you can get much of the information about all of your choices and comparisons both on OPM's website, the one that Jay gave the address to, along with benefits. And we're going to get into a little bit more detail on all of that. But we do need to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk. I'm Deborah Roth. I'm hosting today's show. It is our open season show, which we try to do at least two of every year. With me this morning, again, I'm very pleased to be able to have a representative from OPM. We have Jay Fritz, who was actually with us last year in our open season show. He's the program manager for outreach and program services in the healthcare and insurance division at OPM. Also with me this morning is Joan Mellinson. She is the Director of Education and Outreach at FedPoint, the people who bring you FedVIP and benefits, and of course, long-term care insurance. Joan's a regular on our show every open season year. In our introduction, Jay, in the first segment of our show, you gave us sort of an overview of OPM's role and your role in administering open season and FEHB. Let our listeners know, like, what's new this year for OPM? What's OPM focusing on this year? What are the new things OPM's encouraging for 2022?
Yeah, one of the things OPM always focuses on, which our listeners will probably appreciate, is how we can limit premium increases for the next year. And OPM's done a pretty good job this year. The overall average premium increase, and this is averages, and we always want to emphasize this is an average. It doesn't necessarily reflect your individual plan, because that's going to depend on the plan's premiums and government contribution, et cetera. But we're looking at 2.4%, and that's across the board. Again, that's an average. Doesn't guarantee what your increase will be. And you know, we have done a good job, 2.4%. We do kind of benchmark ourselves against some other entities. One of our benchmarks is CalPERS, and this is the insurance program for the California public employees. And their increase, they're looking at 4.8%, which is really double of ours. And then we also benchmark ourselves against PricewaterhouseCoopers Health Research Institute, and they're projecting a 6.5% growth rate in medical costs for calendar year 2022 as compared to the OPM, 2.4. So something we always focus on. We're kind of proud of ourselves this year for having kept it that one of our lowest increases in a very fairly good amount of time. The other thing we're focused on is COVID. We mentioned earlier that, you know, COVID's still here. There's a new variant out, so I'm not sure when this is going to be over, but we did have to take some actions regarding COVID. We cover testing. We cover all vaccinations under FEHB. And one of the things that has come out of COVID is a new emphasis on telehealth benefits. So we have all of our plans now provide telehealth benefits.
All of them.
Yeah. And I know back last year, I had my first telehealth visit with my doctor, and it was interesting. We actually did it over the computer. So I think, you know, not that anything really good comes out of a pandemic, but I think it has opened up some new ways for increasing access to doctors. So that's something that we focus on. One thing we do always have is there's change in the plans participating in FEHB. We do have five plans that will cease participation at the end of 2022. And we have one plan that will drop its service area and its enrollment code. So we do encourage people to kind of, you know, take a look, make sure that your plan's going to participate for the next year. And
Where would they find that, Jay?
Just getting ready to say that. So we encourage everyone to visit our FEHB plan comparison tool, and that's at opm.gov/FEHB compare. And we also have one for FedVIP, which is opm.gov/FedVIP compare. So you can go on our plan comparison tool, you can enter your zip code, and that'll show you the plans that are available to you for 2022. So we always advise people to kind of take a look, make sure that no significant events. Some plans reduce their service areas, but don't eliminate enrollment codes. So we always encourage people to take a look, make sure. Number one, is my plan still going to be there for next year? We also encourage people to take a look at what their benefit changes are going to be and what their premiums are going to be for next year, too. So all that information is available. And, you know, again, you can get to the plan comparison tools through our open season page we mentioned earlier, opm.gov/open season. That's our main page. That'll take you to other pages and information for your open season decision-making needs.
So, Jay, OPM has about, would you say, 98 different FEHB plans?
Yeah, we have about 90 some contracts. I believe for 2022, we're looking at 275 plan choices for 2022. Now, yeah, it sounds like a lot. And remember, that's across the FEHB program.
That's
really
so robust. It's so robust. It's hard to process for someone in the private sector. Every year when I do the open season show, it's overwhelming marvel that OPM could provide 98 different companies with 270 plans as choices and options, which, you know, just begs for our listeners and federal employees to go onto OPM's website and shop the plans. The options are robust.
And just to kind of fill that in again, that's across the board for all FEHB program. Now, we do have our nationwide plans. We have 18 nationwide plans, of which 14 are open to all. We have four what are called closed plans, which have to be a member special group to participate in those. And we did do a comparison this year because it does sound overwhelming, but in the Washington, D.C. area, which obviously has a high concentration of federal employees and annuitants, there's 38 choices, which is a lot. And that's one of the hallmarks of the FEHB program, has always been choice, to go out there, find the plan that's best for you, benefit-wise, premium-wise. So 38 choices in D.C., and then if you live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which we grabbed kind of as a comparison, they still have 25 plans.
Wow.
They don't have as many HMOs as there is in the D.C. area. But, you know, even if you're living out there, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you got 25 plan choices for it.
So, again, I come back to just marveling at the robust number of options available to the federal workforce. And, of course, in the last few years where they can view those options virtually, as opposed to 20 years ago, you know, when everyone went to a benefits fair and they had to, like, you know, go to each provider company, healthcare company, and try to like get the rate, the cut sheets to figure out and do their own comparison. I marvel at what technology is able to do in informing the workforce. Joan, your folks are FedVIP, dental and vision. For 2022, what's new for FedVIP?
Well, first I would like to say, working for FedPoint, we have a choice of one carrier for a health plan and three plans within it. And for dental, we have one option. And vision, we have one option. So the feds, I want to commend you, OPM, for, you know, it's a lot of hard work with all of those contracts, but to offer all of those choices. The good news is there are tons of choices. And the bad news is that there are tons of choices because, you know, you get very paralyzed with them. And so when you ask what's new with dental and vision, we had a contract that was in OPM had the contract that was renewed a few years ago that added some more choices for dental and vision. So currently between last year and this year, it's the same number of dental choices, 12. There used to be 10. Those are carriers, and from 4 to 5 vision. And within each, as Jay was saying, there are choices. So, you know, you could have, you might have 3 or 4, how many different choices within. So it's more than just that. And so while the number of carriers has not changed from last year to this year, definitely the options within the offerings have changed. And so we always encourage folks, and we have a plan comparison tool as well located on benefits.com, to look through and and compare the benefits, because, you know, it's so easy. And I do have to throw this statistic out. 95% of people every year don't do anything.
I know because it's, as you say, Joan, it's a little paralyzing to think about. 98 carriers and 270 plus plans. Maybe it's a sign of how healthy the workforce is, Jay.
Well, you know, for everything, you know, open season coincides with all the holidays. So what are you thinking of doing? You're getting ready for the holidays. So the thought of wading through the health choices, the health insurance choices, but also all the dental and vision, we find that the choice you do have to make is for FSA feds, because unless you elect to take money out for medical care, dependent care, you know, the others just roll over. And so if you're having good luck with the plans that you have, why make a change? And so most people don't, but it's amazing. Time just slides by. As I said, it seems like yesterday we were discussing the same topic. And meanwhile, your kids are getting older, your needs change and so forth. And you may be paying for benefits that you needed in the past, but you don't need anymore. And you could be saving some money. Walt Francis always talks about that. And he's always saying you need to really look at that, because you could be leaving money on the table if you don't go through and look at this. So also 3 years ago, the military was always getting their benefits through TRICARE or, you know, DHS. They're getting all their information. The retired federal employees transitioned over. So dental and vision plans are offered to retired military and their families. So their spouses and their family members and other eligible folks. So we made that change a few years ago. So those are really the changes. And for them, that's a big change, because it's, again, everything on benefits, all the FedVIP is all, it's all online. And while we do have an 800 number to call, the website is very, very friendly. And every year, so a change is that every year we make the navigation a little bit better, and we make the comparison tools a little bit easier to use and so forth. And that's really it. You want to make it so that it's so user-friendly that you don't need to call unless you have a dicey situation.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that both Benefeds and OPM's open season website both have these comparison tools. Mm-hmm. You know, that statistic every year that 95% of the workforce just automatically renews their own plan must be a little, for Jay, I wonder, I don't know if it's, you know, daunting, but with all the work OPM goes through each year to update their plans and their carriers, and 95% of people just renew, that to me just seems like a sign of two things, a healthy workforce and a happy workforce.
That's
right?
Dental and vision. Let me do it. I can't speak, Jay.
Oh, dental and vision. Oh, right.
But dental and vision. I don't know if that's true for Jay. Would you comment on that?
Yeah, what we see for FHB is about the same. It's about 5, maybe 6% of people change. And, you know, remember, some people have to change because their plans are dropping out of the program, or they're reducing the service area, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, if the question is it kind of, you know, disappointing to see such limited movement after all the work we do? Yeah, probably somewhat, because, you know, there probably are people out there that need to look at other plans. And I'm guilty. I've been enrolled in the same plan for 30 years. Now I've changed options and I've changed enrollment.
You gotta practice what you preach.
That's true. And that's true. But I think it's kind of like what you're saying. People, they're happy with their plans, and, you know, they're happy with the premiums. Their doctors are in the networks.
Yes.
That's always been the issue for me. Every doctor I've gone to has always been in my plans network. So, you know, I think, not that we want to measure ourselves against the number of people that changed. Our job is to put the information out there. And maybe the current plan that you're in, it may be the best one for you, premium-wise, doctor availability, benefit-wise. Our job is just to put the information out there. and not just to put it out there to encourage people to go look at it and use it. But if they decide to stay where they are, that may be the best thing for them. Very well. Yeah.
And I think that's a good place for us to take a break, because the next part of our show is all about the places where people can go to get very detailed information about the plans they're in or the plans they might consider, because it is very robust. And even if you made 30 minutes out of your day over the next 10 days to pick a plan, I know the folks at OPM at FedPoint would really encourage that. And we'll get into that in detail, but we're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Shaw, Bransford, and Roth.
One team working all three branches: judicial, legislative, executive.
Judicial.
SB&R employment attorneys offer specialized legal representation for federal managers.
Legislative.
Lobbyists in government and public affairs advocating for corporate clients.
Executive.
Produces two free weekly newsletters, Fed Manager and Fed Agent.
Shaw, Bransford, and Roth is your one destination for all three branches of government.
Online at shawbransford.com. SB&R, client-focused, results-driven.
Welcome back to Fed Talk. I'm Deborah Roth. I'm hosting today's show. With me today in our open season show is Jay Fritz from OPM. He's the program manager for outreach and program services in OPM's healthcare and insurance division. And of course, if we have an open season show, we're having our friends from FedPoint to talk always about FedVIP and benefits. And with us this morning is Joan Mellinson. She's the Director of Education and Outreach at FedPoint. So for our listeners who are just joining us, the first half hour of our show, we gave a little bit more detail about what's new this year from OPM's perspective on open season, and some changes. Premium talk's always fun. Federal employees like to hear what their change in premium is. Go back and listen to the first part of our show. But right now, this is our education and outreach portion. And so what I'd like to do is let Joan Mellinson from FedPoint talk to us about the virtual benefits fair. That is, it's benefits, right? That's where people would go to the fair, right, Joan?
Absolutely. So if it's open season, as I say, it's time to go to a health fair. And in the past, it was just 2 years ago, not last year, but the year before, we would have requests for, maybe 700 health fairs all over the country. And we couldn't cover all of them. But that was really the primary way that people really wanted to get their information. So what do? You go in, walk into a room, and you walk around. We alluded to that before. You stop by all the different tables, and you talk to representatives about the various offerings. And in this room, you would have health insurance carriers. You'd have dental, vision, credit union. You'd have just anything that touched your lives. And it was hit or miss because, it depended. A lot of the fairs would be at the same time because you're putting these in a 4 or 5 week open season. Well, with last year, everything shut down. And surprisingly enough, it hasn't come back this year. We have gotten requests for about a couple hundred health fairs, with many of them being really small ones, virtual mostly. And we didn't really get requests for health fairs in the DC area at all. I mean, where the headquarters for where big health fairs were always being held, we did not get them this year. And that's because people are, I don't know if it's that agencies don't have the appetite to bring people in, or if the digital world is working, the digital disbursement of information is working so well that that's what people are doing. But fortuitously, a number of years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, we started the virtual benefits fair in conjunction with OPM, and we started it just on the FELDSIP side, Federal Long-Term Care Insurance side, and we have expanded it to cover as many benefits as we can. And what we're doing here is we, FedPoint, are an aggregator. So instead of jumping to each website, I want to find out about this information and that information, what we do is aggregate all the information in one place. So when you log on to benefits, there is a prompt there that would say education and support. You can register for the virtual benefits fair. And once you register, you can go into the auditorium and what you see is, imagine walking into a room, you're really walking online and you see all the various benefits. So you'll see a little icon for the major health insurance carriers. And then you'll see another one for FedVIP. And underneath that, there'll be an icon for dental and one for vision. There'll be FSA Feds. There'll be FELDSIP, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. And then we'll have a military a service booth as well. So you can go into the various booths and you can get all the information. Again, we are aggregating all the information for all these different carriers. And there are tools available. We've talked about the plan comparison tools. And in fact, there'll be links over to OPM's resources, to TRICARE resources. We try to put everything in one place to make it a one-stop information gathering. And the beauty of it and the big advantage, we started this off just for, we launched this just for people who are geographically dispersed. We weren't planning to knock out the in-person health fairs. We were never intending to replace them. This was a supplement, its origins, just for people who were not in the office to be able to attend the health fairs. Well, as it turns out, no one's in the office to do it, and it's available. The advantage is, to a health fair in person, you wouldn't get everybody in one place. Here, we have representation from all of the carriers so that they're all there. And the information from every single of the participating carriers, not all the small plans for health insurance, but the major health insurance plans are all represented. So you can go in and look at their plan brochures. They've got videos. They have all the information that's available on their websites is in one place, along with those plan comparison tools. The other thing that's extremely important, and you are in time because today is December 3rd. On December 8th is the last of the, that's December 8th. It's the last of the chat days. And the beauty of that is that you can go in and chat with the representative. And so
that is so cool.
All of the carriers.
That is just such an incredible luxury that, as you, Joan, you and I always say every year, because we're not federal employees, we're private sector, like to be able to, like, first of all, have choices and then talk to carrier representatives who can sort of walk you through the details is an enormous luxury that so many Americans just don't have.
Yeah, they're very lucky. This is the last, the fourth. We were up to four of these chat days. And the nice thing about that is that for those of you who don't like getting on the 800 number and going through all the VRUs, you can just send a little text. And, you know, if it gets into personal information, you want to talk to somebody, they'll call you back. I mean, you have contact with a representative. We personally, not me, but the group, the team, the digital team, train all of the representatives so they know how to handle, you know, technically how to handle the chats so that it works really well. We get
Do people have to register if they want to chat? Do you have to go through an online registration?
You're doing an online registration, just, you know, your email to get into the benefits fair. But once you're in the the VBF into the virtual benefits fair, you on the chat day, it'll be all day and you can chat with somebody. So it's nice because you can get in there and have a conversation and ask questions. And we find that we have thousands and thousands. I can't remember how many. Did I remember it was at least 13,000 chats so far? I mean, it's thousands and thousands. I should have gotten that number. I can tell you that so far we have 38,000 registrants on the VBF this year. So far, we had 43,000 last year. So people are becoming more comfortable with this. The other thing is in the auditorium, we have over 15 different webinars, and they're pertinent to your to the benefits that are there. For example, there's one that shows you how to navigate the virtual benefits fair. There's another that how do you shop and compare different plans. There's another one on dental health, and you know how taking care of your teeth will impact your general health, and the same for vision. How does nutrition impact your vision? We have one in FSA Feds. People are nervous about FSA Feds. They don't know how it works. We're going to have a representative from WageWorks to talk about that. So we have programs geared to the military. So when you go there, you can either listen to those webinars or on a live basis, or you can their archive. Tammy Flanagan, and she's very well known, she's always there, and she talks about your federal benefits in general, and she's a speaker. So the whole focus of the virtual benefits fair is to provide information so that folks can make informed decisions. We're Switzerland. We don't care what people enroll in. We're there to do the enrollments on benefits for dental and vision. We're there to provide information for all the plans that I mentioned and to make it as easy as possible for people to get the information either, online or with a representative.
So, Joan, one of the things that you and I usually talk about each year when we do open season is the fact that, virtual, that benefit fairs were, they were in person and they were discrete days, discrete hours of the day. The benefits website, 24/7, theoretically, so that, when the workday is over and you have that, half hour, 45 minutes to yourself at night, it's not time restricted.
No, it mirrors open season. So from the 8 a.m. it opens in the first day of open season till midnight on the 13th of December, it's open. And the big advantage is that often it's not just one spouse or the other that selects the benefits. You usually do it for a family. And it could be that oftentimes at fairs there'll be a male who's picking up all the information because the female at home or the other person at home is going to be making all the decisions, and I'm instructed to pick up all this information. Well, the beauty of this is that together as a family, you can sit down and look at all the different options and look at the webinars. If you've run out of all of your Netflix and other movies, and maybe that you've been through all the great offerings there and you want something that's free. We don't provide popcorn, but at least you have a lot of choices of webinars that you can listen to help you make some decisions.
And they can access it any time of day, any day of
Absolutely.
The week.
Absolutely. 24/7.
Are the chats also, chats, like you said, it ends December 8th, but is that during certain times of day?
That would be, 10 to 5 on that day. So we have discrete days, the 4 days, and we've gone through 3 of them already. So 4 days for the chats, and they're open during the day, and then that's it. But there is time. So, the 8th is the last day if you want to do that.
Now, One of the things you mentioned is that for military service, there is some there's some information on benefit. There's some information for them for benefits. Uniform service, they're not part of FEHB. What's the role that benefits plays for uniformed and retired military service members?
It's retired military service folks and their families have access to dental and vision benefits. And that's new as of a few years ago. It's not active duty service, active duty service. It is the retired ones. So we are trying to, we've been working very, very hard with DHS to make sure that the information gets out that, that this is where they get their dental and vision benefits now.
And so they not only get the information, but they enroll there.
And they enroll there, but it's not health. They get their health insurance through TRICARE, but it's dental and vision is that's the change.
So we have one more segment left to our open season show. And I know in that segment, we're going to give some tips, some practice tips for people who may be thinking about making some changes. We're also going to talk about enrollment, but we need to take our final commercial break. You're listening to Fed Talk on Federal News Network.
Make long-term care insurance part of your retirement plan. Long-term care is expensive, and it's not covered by traditional types of insurance plans. With benefits designed specifically for the federal family, the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program offers a smart way to help protect savings and assets and remain independent should you need long-term care services someday. Start planning for the future. Take the next step and visit LTCFEDS.com today. That's LTCFEDS.com.
Welcome back to Fed Talk. I'm Deborah Roth. I'm hosting today's show. It is our open season show, and it's not open season unless you have Joan Melanson, Director of Education and Outreach from FedPoint, who spent the last part of our show talking about the virtual benefit fair that is available to the federal workforce on benefits.com. We also have with us Jay Fritz. He's from OPM. He's our OPM rep. He does outreach and program services inside the insurance division. It's our last segment of the show for people who are just joining us. I encourage you to go back, get a lot more detail for the first three segments. But at the end of the show, Jay, I think it's worth explaining, reminding our listeners how to enroll. So there's enrolling in FEHB. There's enrolling in dental and vision. There's some differences. Walk us through that.
Yeah, we've been talking about benefits.com. And as Joan's been mentioning, that's the enrollment portal for FedVIP, our Federal Employees Dental and Vision Insurance Program. Pretty clean, straightforward, benefits.com. FEHB, a little bit more complicated. And the reason is that it's very decentralized in FEHB when it comes to enrollment systems. For instance, I'm an employee of the Office of Personnel Management. My enrollment system is Employee Express. Agencies that are payrolled by the National Finance Center, they use employee personal page. Or if you're a postal employee, where you're using postal ease. So all these are individual separate enrollment systems for FEHB. So it is kind of confusing. So I mentioned earlier our open season website, and that's opm.gov/open season, does have a link to an enrollment section that informs you what enrollment system you could use, whether it be Employee Express, EBIS, GRB platform, Postalese, whatever. So we do encourage people to take a look at that to make sure they do get to the right system.
The other one for dental and vision, it's all benefits, right?
Correct. Benefits has one central enrollment portal. FEHB does not. So that's one thing we always try to point out, make sure we get people the right place. The other one's FSA Feds. We talked about our flexible spending account. That is a one-stop shop for FSA Feds, and that's FSAFeds.com. So really, FEHB is kind of the outlier here when it comes to all these different decentralized enrollment systems. So again, we just want to kind of point out, make sure we get people to the right places.
So for the three open season programs, FEHB, you'd have to go and figure, depending upon your agency, it'll depend upon how you enroll. for dental and vision nationwide, all the entire federal workforce benefits enrollment. And then for FSA feds, if you're enrolling, it has its own enrollment portal for all federal employees.
Correct.
That's enrollment.
And then, correct. And then we don't want to forget our annuitants, is that the annuitants have their own webs for FEHB. You know, federal annuitants are not eligible for FSA feds. You know, we always try to point that out. The FSA feds is for employees. But for FEHB, we even have a website for our annuitants and services online. I forget what that one is off the top of my head. But, you know, even our annuitants have a place to go for FEHB to make electronic open season changes.
So what happens if I'm a federal employee and I do nothing? What happens to my enrollment, for example, in FEHB if I do nothing?
First of all, we don't advise people to do nothing. We advise them to at least go in and take a look through our plan comparison tool to see again what may have changed premium-wise, benefit-wise, plan still participating, et cetera, et cetera. If you do nothing, then the plan that you're in is the plan that you're going to have for 2022. And that means whatever that plan's benefit changes were is what your benefits are going to be for 2022. Whatever that plan's premiums are for 2022, that's what you're going to pay for 2022. And you're in that plan, and you're in that plan until either you have a qualifying life event that would allow you to make a change outside of open season or next year's open season. So that's why we really advise people, and we see this every year, is that come January, come February, oh, my premiums went up and I didn't do anything. Or, oh, my benefits changed and I don't like them. You know, this is why we do the open season work that we talked about. And because you're didn't do anything during open season, then you're going to live with the 2022 benefits until either you have a qualifying life event or next year's open season comes around.
You have one a really good tip, Jay, for federal employees who have at least one family member. Because there's several different types of plans. There's insuring just myself. There's insuring myself plus one, which is sort of a new plan that came out a few years ago for not just in federal employee public sector, but even in the private sector. And then there's self plus family. And you have a good tip for our listeners.
Yeah, and then those enrollment types, again, just to be clear, self only obviously covers the enrollee itself. Self plus one enrollee, one designated eligible family member. Self and family covers the enrollee and all their eligible family members. So for 2022, there are now over 90 plan choices where the enrollee share is higher for self plus one than it is for self and family. Mm-hmm. And the reason that is, it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but it has to do with how the government contribution is calculated. All plans are required by OPM to submit rates to OPM that are cheaper for self plus one than self and family. It's how the government contribution is calculated, which is a very detailed, involved process that I can't explain. So we do have 90 choices where it's higher for self plus one. If this affects you, then you should consider enrolling in self and family, as there's no requirement to enroll in self plus one. So if it's only you and one eligible family member, you can still enroll in self and family if it's cheaper than self plus one. So because we're up to 90 plan choices, we're trying to put more emphasis on this for our enrollees this year so they can save some money.
That's really interesting. And it feels kind of like tricking the system, but there's some analytics behind it about how the calculation for contributions go, take effect. That would make self and family premium less expensive than self plus one. It feels like you're tricking the system, but you're saying it's a perfectly legitimate way for people to buy their insurance.
Correct. We have, you know, there's nothing requires you with one family member. Nothing requires you enroll in self plus one. You're free to enroll in self and family. But we do encourage people, like I said, we're up to like 90 plan choices that this is going to affect. So we encourage people to do their homework, you know, just kind of check and see. And, you know, feel free to enroll in self and family with only one family member.
So, Jay, we're getting to the end of the show. What are people's key dates? When's open season end? What, you know, when are the key dates that people should live by at this point? And Joan, if there are key dates on benefits, you'd want to let our listeners know that too.
Key dates. Yeah, everything. The end of open season is Monday, December the 13th. We say midnight, and that means midnight the end of the day on Monday. This is when the electronic enrollment systems are shutting down. I know Employee Express shuts down. Some of the other ones, the enrollment system may be based on where they are, whether in Central Time, Mountain Time. So they may go a little bit longer. But, you know, I can't speak for benefits, but I know Employee Express will shut down at midnight. So that's kind of an alert for we've had individuals in California that have tried to make a change through Employee Express at 10 o'clock in the evening, last day of open season. And guess what? Employee Express is closed because it's already hit midnight Eastern time. So, you know, kind of the lesson to be learned here. Don't wait until the absolute last minute to do these changes if you are making one.
Joan, any key dates?
Yeah, I would like to echo the December 13th date. It is the end at midnight Eastern time. As I've mentioned before, the beauty of a website is that it isn't confined to Monday through Friday. You have Saturday and Sunday, and you can do it day and night, 24 hours a day you can enroll. And I'm speaking for benefits right now. It's 24/7 to enroll. And that's true for the virtual benefits fair. So the point I'd like to make there is while there are different enrollment websites that Jay was talking about, benefits is for dental and vision only. And if you want to enroll in the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program, that's ltcfeds.com. If you want to enroll in FSA Feds, it's fsa.com. So they're different. And then, of course, for the health insurance plans, that's another website, depending upon your agency. So, you know, it's important to note that there are different enrollment systems. But if you want to get information for all of them, the point I'd like to leave you with is the virtual benefits fair, which you can register and access from benefits.com. Then that aggregates the plan information so that you can look at all the different plans and make decisions. And you can look to what Jay was saying about self plus one, whether that's more expensive than self plus family. You can do that for the health plans. You can link to those types of things there. Everything's available. And it's an aggregator for information, but it's only the, you can only enroll in dental and vision benefits. Otherwise you go to the other enrollment. But December
Is that deadline also for dental and vision? It's also December 13th, 11:59.
Absolutely. That date is key for everything. So, it is important to get that done.
One of the things I'm hearing is that regardless of your time zone, it sounds to me to be safe, you'd want to make sure you did all your enrollment by 11:59 p.m. Monday the 13th Eastern DC time. So I say that for our listeners who might be in different time zones, play it safe rather than sorry. Use Eastern time as you do your enrollment. Jay, any final words in our last minute?
No, just a reminder, FSA Feds is also midnight at the end of the day on the 13th. Just one more plug again for our open season website. OPM.gov/open season has all the information you need, links to our plan comparison tools, links to the brochures, provider directories, plan websites, information on premiums, quality measures. OPM puts a lot of emphasis on quality measures from the plans. Information on how to enroll. We have fast facts, all kinds of good stuff out there on that open season webpage.
Well, that wraps up our 2021 open season show for your 2022 enrollment. I want to thank my friends from FedPoint, and particularly my good friend Joan Melanson, for joining us on this year's open season show. And many thanks to OPM, Jay, for letting you come on and provide some very valuable insights and information to our listeners. I look forward to talking with you both next year. Thank you.
Thank you.